All right, we've got Israel Gutierrez from ESPN on the line. And Israel, I got to ask you, you're from South Florida. You live down there. I'm assuming you know all the details of the Tiger Woods stuff, the infidelity, the Perkins Diner references. Is that a safe assumption that you're aware of all those stories?
Yes. Okay. For the most part.
Are you aware of the television show The Wire?
I am aware of it, although it's been a few years since I've completed seeing it, but I remain very aware of it.
Okay, so what sounds crazier to you? One of my co-hosts here never hearing of The Wire, he's never heard of it before, or the other co-host who claims that he doesn't really know any of the details of the Tiger Woods infidelity stuff?
I would have to say the crazier sounding one would be The Wire for this reason. This is just my own sensibilities here. I'm not big on gossip. I'm not big on, E! News. I'm not big on any of the Inquirer, nothing like that. So if it's away from the sports, field or what have you, I'm probably not going to follow it too closely. So if he doesn't know the details about Tiger Woods, I would get that. But the idea of not getting the understanding or knowing what The Wire is, one of the most influential television shows of recent history in terms of pop culture, I think that's a little crazier.
Yeah. What the hell is it about? Is it about, like, the president or the
No, you actually really don't know anything.
I have no idea.
This isn't just an act. Like, this is, you're not messing around. It's about the inner streets of Baltimore and the drug game in Baltimore and the cops and the school system.
There's different themes to every season. Right. It's just an amazing
show. Brilliant. It's truly brilliant. We've got a big game going on here in Toronto tonight. Raptors, Rockets, and we've been debating all week, and this is an evergreen topic in sports. Is there such a thing as a statement game in the regular season? Where do you stand on that?
I think there are regular season games that if you were to meet in the playoffs, can affect one of the team's psyche. I don't necessarily believe in the idea that, it sets the bar as to where you are or who you can beat in a postseason because it's just one game. And we've seen way too many examples of teams that have, run through another team, dominated one team in the regular season and lost in the postseason to them. I remember LeBron James's team in Miami not having a lot of success against Chicago, for example, and they ran through them in the Eastern Conference Finals. So there are examples on both sides, but I do think for a team like Toronto, for example, anytime you get sort of that ego-boosting win in the regular season, I think it's helpful for them, given their obvious ups and downs and a lot of downs in the playoffs.
Who do you think needs home court advantage more, Houston or Toronto?
I've seen Toronto lose some home games in the playoffs that are just kind of head-scratching. So I don't know if it's really that critical to them, because obviously a game 7 at home is critical. But if you lose a game 1 at home, well, then it's not really going to be that beneficial to you for the rest of the season, for the rest of the series, rather. And that seems to be a thing for the Raptors. So given the competition, given that we don't think that the Cavs are as good as they had been when they had Kyrie Irving alongside LeBron, and given that that Boston team, while very, very good, seems beatable, I would say Houston probably needs it more, because the idea of a Game 7 in Houston against Golden State is probably the only way people are going to pick the Rockets to beat the Warriors, at least a healthy Warriors team.
Well, so Israel, up here in Toronto, got my geography wrong. Apparently,
dude,
I don't know that either.
Cause,
I'm
man.
In trouble
you're
today.
A lost cause.
But so, Israel, down up here, we're kind of, we've got this notion that the people in the States aren't really looking at the Raptors seriously as a title contender. How seriously, though, do you think people inside the NBA look at the Raptors and say that's a team that can get to the finals, and maybe that's a team that can, I don't know, make things at least a semi-challenge against either Houston or Golden State?
I think those are two different topics and two different ways people are answering those. I think, and this is no disrespect to the current version of the Raptors, but I don't think that when people look at them, they see that the way they're going to win in the playoffs is different than the way they planned on winning in the playoffs before. Meaning they can play faster, they can play more steadily with that bench that's probably more reliable. They can do all that. But in the end, the idea is in the playoffs, you rely on your stars in key moments. And DeMar and Kyle have just had, again, head-scratching type of performances or moments in the playoffs, at least for certain stretches. And when you look at the makeup of this team, it still comes down to the two of them in all likelihood making those plays. Like every year, it's okay, is Valanciunas going to be it? Or, you know, a little bit back, was it Terrence Ross is going to emerge as a number three? Whoever it was, it never really was enough. And you look at this roster, while it's deeper and, like I said, more steady, I don't know if it's got enough to say for people to comfortably say, hey, this team can make a run for a championship. I do think the only reason you could comfortably say, hey, this team can get out of the East is not so much because they are different. It's because Cleveland and maybe Boston is different. And so you can convince yourself that Toronto, with more continuity and more success in the regular season, can get past them in a playoff series or two. But I think the championship talk might be a little premature.
With Israel Gutierrez of ESPN, Rockets-Raptors tonight down at the ACC. You can hear it right here on TSN 1050. I do think there has been evidence throughout the year from the Raptors of a different style of play and a commitment to a different style that you hope can carry over. And I'll use the game in Detroit as a primary example. The focal point for SportsCenter and the highlights was the DeMar dunk to end the fourth quarter. Yeah. But the more important play was the game winner, because he drove and he kicked it to Fred in the corner. And I think in years past, DeMar
would have forced the shot.
He forced it. Forced a shot and tried to either get fouled or tried to hit a miracle. And I understand it's different playing a game in March in Detroit than it is playing in Cleveland in May. But that was significant.
Well, how many times have you seen at the end of a game, Brian, where everyone knew it was going to Kyle Lowry?
Yeah.
And the opposition obviously knew it, too. And it never, it would always not work.
But that's the debate up here, right? Like, do you believe, Izzy, that this will carry over? That mentality, that type of play can and will carry over for the Raptors in the playoffs?
I believe it can, and I believe they'll do everything, meaning DeMar, Kyle, whomever, do everything possible to make it, to force themselves to continue to play that way. But there comes a point where muscle memory kicks in, where habits kick in, and if these are, you know, habits that have overtaken the old ones, then, yeah, obviously it'll come up, and they'll play that way, and, you know, we'll see what kind of success they have. But, again, we've seen them more often than not go the other route, go the, you know, like you said, the hero ball route, whatever you want to call it, and it not result in the same amount of success or the same level of success. So it's one of those things where it's human nature and it's sports nature where you won't believe it until you see it. And so as many times as you guys have seen it, as many times as, you know, Raptors fans have seen it this year, the rest of us won't be certain it'll continue in the postseason until we see it. That's unfair. It's unfair for everybody, and it's unfair for me to lay that on you as an answer. But the truth is, like, I have no idea how DeMar and Kyle and those guys are going to respond when it's different, when it's the postseason, and when it's the same opponent over and over again. So I guess we'll see, but there is reason to be optimistic.
Yep, believe me, you're not alone. Raptors fans are in the same position. Like, they have to get past Cleveland if it gets to that point, get past Boston if it gets to that point, and we'll wait and see. Thank you for doing this. Always appreciate it.
My pleasure.
There's Israel Gutierrez of ESPN.